Hello, everybody. Today, Emily is not with me. It's Eliza, by the way. I have a special guest. Drum roll, please. My sister! Woo! Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Izzy. I'm Eliza.
Yeah! Yay. So you've had most of my siblings now. Giles has been on. You're here.
Mum's been on.
Yeah, but Dad doesn't really listen to the podcast that much. We have talked about having a dad episode with Emily's dad, but Emily's dad doesn't listen to it either.
No, I haven't.
Well, it's, by the way, guys, if you didn't know this, I'm actually in Bangkok right now in Thailand because my sister lives here. So this is an episode from across the globe.
A special edition.
It won't be released for another 2 weeks. Because there's one release. So this Thursday's episode, which you will be you will have listened to by this point. Can't remember what we talk about. And we talk about the elastic band
theory. Special edition.
But this is our special edition. So let's kick it off with our that was a big shot of lightning. Currently thunderstorm here.
Yeah, tropical.
Yaha. We're gonna kick off with our words. So my want this week is for it to be sunny tomorrow. Don't come on words.
I think it's a bit unfair how you've pre-gamed this little notes list.
I just made it.
And you're sitting me down and saying, I just made it. Word, and I'm thinking, what am
I? I had French 5 minutes beforehand, guys.
No, you said this, and that. And then that was
okay.
We'll give it a go.
Okay, so my want this week is for it to stop raining and for it to be sunny tomorrow. We're going to go thrifting.
What do I want this week?
For Eliza to live in Bangkok with me. If only my work had an office here.
Would you move? You wouldn't even move, would you?
Not at this point in my career. Maybe next year.
Apprenticeship? What? My career? Shut up.
You know, I'm a career lady now.
I'm a career gal.
My obsession this week is TikTok. My God, I've got back in the TikTok hole, making them specifically. I've always been in the hole, but I've got worse. I just love making the TikTok.
What an obsession.
Mm.
I'm really on pineapple juice at the minute.
That's really freaky. That was mine the other week.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. I love pineapple juice.
I love pineapple juice.
I drink a carton of it every 2 days at home.
My mum says when she sees me drinking it, she says, I don't like pineapple
juice. Yeah, bloody, I absolutely love it. So
I love
good. So sweet and juicy. It's lovely.
Nutritious.
And when it's cold as well. Oh, this straw. Oh my God.
I can't fucking relate, mate.
Everything's hot here.
Yeah.
Put it in the freezer. Make a pan of lollipop.
Oh, I thought you meant like when it was cold outside. It's nice.
No. No. The juice is cold.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Juice is cold in the glass. It's sure. Yes, that's what I was concerned about. Recommending this week, when I was in WH Smith at the airport, I bought 2 books, because I'm a book girl, if you didn't already know. I actually finished the Satsuma Complex that me and Emily were listening. I finished it first.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
The book I'm currently reading is called A Lesson in Cruelty. On the front, it's a glass with a little
ladybird.
We'll actually save the story for after all. Well, I'll just tell you now. I think I was putting water in my bottle, and
you don't need to long it out though. Fat
cockroach. I shouted, "Izzy!"
Massive.
And there was this mass. I should have taken the picture. It was absolutely humongous. And then it kept going behind this plastic bag that was on the counter, and then behind the air fryer. And it kept going back. And I thought I caught it.
We had 2 cups, like a little girl.
Yeah. And then Izzy caught it, and then I ran by the window.
She's like, "I'll hold the window open for you." I said, "Excuse me."
And it locked. I did get the card, to be fair, for you to. Slide the paper under the cup.
Oh, thanks a lot for your effort.
You're welcome. Really, you couldn't do it without this. So anyway, this book's very good, guys. It's by Harriet Tice. Don't think I pronounced that right.
Tice.
And it's a thriller. I'm not usually a thriller gal. I'm more of a romance. But it's decent. It's really good. It's entrapped me, honestly.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm on page 124.
Already?
Yeah, I read about 4 chapters today.
Lovely.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
for you.
I love reading a book on holiday.
Yeah. On holiday.
Do you remember last year we went to on holiday? To
Croatia.
Oh, yeah. And I read a book in a week. I read the whole thing.
Did you?
Yes, I was a little bookworm that week.
How was I doing that whole week?
Probably says on TikTok.
Like Shark to Giles.
Yeah, but the Giles kids one, he's a massive shark player. The game in the pool, by the way.
Yeah. Sharks and mermaids.
Sharks and mermaids. So what's your recommendation this week?
I know it might not be relevant for your audience because you can't get it over there, but just some of the skincare here is my moisturiser. I'll show you. They've quite a big brand, but they make like four versions of it, so it's like oily skin, dry skin, very dry skin, just like sensitive kind of thing. But it smells beautiful and it lasts all day.
Is it like a Korean one?
Bloody lovely. I think it is Korean.
Yeah, and my Korean skincare is incredible. Yeah,
my face wash is Korean. That's beautiful as well.
Yeah. Yeah, because I guess you're closer to Korea here, aren't you?
Well, it's Asia, but yeah.
I know. You always hear so much about the Korean skincare. Have you heard of the Junker Elephant skincare?
No.
Oh, it's massive in England at the moment. And
I'm not really a skincare babe.
So. I'm not either. Home Bargains released a copy called Drunk Panda.
Of course they did. Aldi will be next.
Oh my god.
Drunk Giraffe.
Did anyone else see so you know Whispering Angel, the wine?
No.
Well, it's a wine. Okay. Very big in England at the moment again. You need to get on TikTok, English TikTok again.
I don't drink wine.
Yeah, whatever. It's not very nice actually. But anyway, there's this wine. And Asda did a copy called like the Loud Devil. It was Whispering Angel.
You were on about that chicken wine the other week.
Oh my god, that chicken wine was disgusting.
Horrible.
Yeah, really bad.
Stop buying wines that you see on TikTok.
No, actually, Whispering Angel's nice. Did I say it was bad?
Yeah.
Oh no, I like it. Whispering Angel. It's a chicken wine. I don't mind. I bought it because it was on Tesco Club Card. And I was going to a party that night, and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get this chicken wine. Tried some, and I was like, fucking disgusting. I told you I'm a yapper. But my friend Lydia had some barefoot, didn't find out, so we swapped.
I bloody love pink mascara.
What's that?
Barefoot pink mascara.
Oh, right. It's a barefoot one.
Bloody love it.
I like the Zinfandel, unless it's sweet, just like me.
I'm actually getting more on the wine. But I say that I had two bottles at two separate dinners once, and I wasn't.
You won the wine.
I loved it.
Yeah, I like being wine drunk.
But wine drunk, I think, puts me to sleep. I could go to a nice dinner and drink a bottle of wine, yeah. But then I couldn't go out afterwards.
That's take very me true.
Home.
Yeah, that is true. I recently, when I went out the same night I drank for those wine, it was that night I FaceTimed you, and I was wearing that grey skirt with the silver balls on it. No, I went out to girls' birthday. Anyway, we went then and we went out to a local town and I got absolutely slaughtered basically, don't remember a single thing. Yeah, I kept having vodka Red Bulls with our friend.
Oh, that's my drink.
Yeah.
Double vodka Red Bull.
Yeah, it gets, when I'm tired, that's what I need because I get on top of the world with it. Within one sip, I'm off the pop.
I drink that any time.
But the bartender was giving us one free. Huh? So we thought it must have bummed and it was £10 for two, and we were like, what is going on? This is cheap. So we kept buying them, and then my friend got the next round, and we got served by a lady, and it was £22. She's like, fuck yeah.
Should come with me.
Yeah.
You get charged.
Yeah, I know. Izzy doesn't get charged in that.
Anywhere.
Anywhere in that town. Right. My dumb moment this week. So, before, I went on a solo travel to 7-Eleven. Okay. I'm walking 7-Eleven, blah, 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 going to 7-Eleven, and Izzy's dad, when he came here, kept talking about how nice the 7-Eleven Toasties were. And Izzy said the same to me. She said, you should get a 7-Eleven Toastie.
It's just like a national kind of delicacy if you come to Thailand, you've got to get. Or it's Asia, I think.
Yeah. It was really good. I would buy again. But anyway, they can toast it for you in their machine. So I had to go to pop it in the machine. Well, she didn't speak English, so I pointed at the toastie in the machine and she put it in for me. Because she tried speaking Thai to me, and I was like, sorry, no Thai, not even a single word of Thai I know. Okay. Don't even know hello or goodbye or thank you. Right, okay.
Hello and goodbye is the same thing.
and then But it takes probably about 4 minutes, I'd say, for this toasty.
Yeah, you just have to stand there by the
door. You just stand there by the door.
Like, move out the way of the queue now and again.
Exactly what happened. And then I thought at one point it was ready because she looked over at me. So I scuttled to the front. And she's like,
no, they usually like hold the toasty up in the air and they're like,
yes, and then the toasty was ready and this man tried to take it. And she was like, and I was like, thank you, goodbye. And I scuttled out the door as quickly as that cockroach scuttled away from the air fryer.
Yeah, toasty.
We were like, toasty. Right. Should we win it this week?
Don't really have one specific this week that I can think of.
Right. But only recently?
Yeah, just kind of getting my head around the fact that Fred again is not Fredo. Yeah.
Why would you think that?
Because he says Fred again in his songs and everyone just says Fred again, and I just thought, oh, everyone is really, really keen on Fredo. But then people that I know...
Fredo the rapper?
Yeah.
They always call him Fredo.
Fredo. Yeah. I don't know. But then people I know that like, oh, I'm going to see Fred again, I think, oh, I didn't know Fredo was...
From tour.
And it's not.
No, Fred again's a DJ.
Yeah, completely different kind of music.
Completely different.
Genres.
Fredo's the rapper, isn't
he? Yeah. He's a,
not heard from him in a while.
Probably.
Have you heard H's new song?
No, not...
You're not into your grime as much anymore.
It's not H. I feel like he's a bit 15-year-old.
He's getting a bit more poppy now. It was actually a really good song, though.
He's not got bad songs, but I don't know. It's more of a, if I was at a party and I heard it, I wouldn't sit and listen to it kind of thing.
Fair enough. Yeah. My song this week... I do have one written, but I think I'm going to do a last minute switcheroo. The one I really am enjoying, it's called
BBL Drizzy.
That's not the song I'm obsessed with, but that is another obsession. It is In the Moon by Malin and Liv Campbell. I found it on Spotify Blend ahead of someone else, and it's actually a really good house music song that I quite enjoy. It's quite poppy and nice to drive to in the car. I would play it, but I'll get copyrighted.
Okay. Mine is Good Luck, Babe. That's what it's called.
What?
Chapel Rome? I don't know. I've heard it on TikTok, but I heard people doing covers on TikTok, and it was lovely. The original is a lot more upbeat than I like, but it's nice to just... I'm more into scenic songs now, because I'm on the back of motorbikes. So no, I like a little, you know, oh, this is my life moment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it a new song too sweet?
Probably.
It's really good, I really like it.
Yeah. I like Cozy.
Cozy is really good.
I've seen him in concert.
Yeah, I remember. Because this is, well, I was just about to say that. Because I put it on with my dad in the car and went, oh my god, isn't it good to see Cozy?
I know.
I was like, yeah.
Manchester.
Yeah, he's like, is that guy with the long hair? I was like, yeah.
Yeah. I had it was either Take Me to Church or Pompeii on by Bastille, and he like came in and paused it and was like, what? And I was like, what have I done? He's like, what song is this? Just ask me, Steve.
But Izzy always introduces my dad to him, these new things.
New music.
Yeah, because there's this band called Key West that you introduced him to. You tell the story.
I showed Steve this band. Absolutely loved it, thought it was amazing. And then about 2 months later, he comes home with a CD that he's bought off the street in Manchester, and he's like, everyone listened to this band, it's amazing, I've discovered them on the streets of Manchester. Steve, I put them on your playlist last week. Just claiming Key West.
My dad, you know what Steve does? He's very much so in his own world whenever he's in Manchester. I remember that time, because he used to work there.
Main character.
He's just the main character. I remember that time your friend Tori was doing some charity
free
work.
Free hugs, I was just thinking that.
And she had this sign that said free hugs, and she saw my dad in a suit, and she was like, Steve! And he was like, who are you?
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
No.
He could meet someone 100 times, and I'd be like, Steve, you know? And he'd be like, are you going to introduce me?
Yeah. Who is this girl?
You've known her since I was 5.
Literally. The only way he knows, one of his friends called Kirsty, and he calls her Kirsty Kitten. She's 24 now.
But if I say Kirsty, he'll say, who?
Sarah's daughter. Who?
Sarah?
What's her name, Sarah?
You don't know. Sandra.
Oh, bollocks, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Kirsty Kitten.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, we're going to do an interview now. Very excited. I think we need to talk a little bit louder as well.
Okay.
So, yes, so we're going to talk about Izzy's journey, I guess. That sounds a bit morbid.
Sorry, no, my journey, yes, please.
Izzy's journey, yes. So Izzy went to uni. She's a uni person in London. Obviously, when she turned 18, 3 years. And then you did a master's, didn't you?
I did.
What did you think of uni?
I think it's great. I just dislike my university.
All right.
It was very heavily sports focused, loads of like social stuff for loads of sports, but I didn't do sport.
Yeah.
But, and it was very small.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in comparison, because I would go and visit like Kirsty and Leeds,
yeah,
and it was just completely different. But then again, it got me in London. I made a lot of good friends and it helped me out after I stayed there, so I don't regret it.
Still got a degree at the end of the day.
Yeah, degree's a degree. It opens a lot of doors. Because I couldn't do the job I'm doing now without my degree.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. So.
And then you did your master's.
I did. I did a master's in international development, education.
Did you enjoy it?
No. No, I didn't.
You know what my most significant memory ever is of your degree? Is that last year at Christmas, and I have a picture, and it comes up on my thing every year, and it was, we'd been to Dubai that Christmas, we come home, and Izzy set herself a target because she's got an assignment due in 3 days' time. She's not written a single word. It's like this 6,000 page, like, word, and she's like, don't talk to me, I've got to go and write 500 words now because I'm below my target of 3,000 words a day.
And I did a little section every day.
Yeah.
And I did it. I'm a very last minute babe.
Yes.
I need to feel the pressure.
You also did your dissertation. Mum would be like, have you written your 700 words today? And you're like, no, I wrote 1,000. And mum would be like,
I wrote my dissertation in about 5 days, 10,000 words. And I hadn't done any prior research. I did it.
Yeah.
I got 2-1.
Then the end.
You know?
2-1's a 2-1 at the end of the day.
Good school. And history as well.
Yeah, a lot of reading.
Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
Did you have a dissertation with your...
master's?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Brother Stop, brother. Okay. And then you worked in London for a year, 2 years?
Yeah.
About a year.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think of that?
Loved it.
Did you? Because you worked in sales, didn't you?
Oh no, hated the job. Hated the job. Loved the people.
Yeah.
Loved the environment. Mm. Loved the structure.
Yeah, you made a lot of friends there.
Yeah, my best friends have come out of that.
Yeah. And Finslay, obviously.
Finslay. It's one of my best friends. Ellie. Wouldn't have met Ellie.
No, isn't that weird though, like...
But is he up there?
Like, the trajectory...
of life.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
100%. And it's like if you hadn't done that job, even if you hated it, you were in London for an extra 18 months, and then at the end, you're actually living with Finn.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I came to visit you in September just gone.
Yeah.
Before I started my apprenticeship, and you were living with Finn.
I ended up moving in with one of my friends, but he's, like, my best friend nowadays.
He's absolutely hilarious. He's just like our brother, but in a
that's in why a different I said silly. It just reminds me of Giles.
Yeah, he's absolutely hilarious.
He's a good boy.
I remember I was saying it, Izzy's, and he was like, him and he was like, what are we having for dinner tonight? I'm like,
What's for tea? I would just always cook and he'd be like, finally left, David.
And I remember I was making a coffee and I was like, can I have this milk? And he went, no, it's mine. Like, joking. And I was like, I can't have my coffee black. He was like, I'm joking. Of course you can have some milk.
He's just a baby.
He's hilarious.
And Elle as well.
Elle's hilarious.
Right, my life.
Elle's so funny. She's like, Elle is the definition of a girl's girl if you ever met one.
You say that, but she doesn't like friends. Like,
I know, but like when you know her.
She's just that girl that tell you you look gorgeous in the toilet. Yeah. Like, but she's got an accent, so she's like, baby, you look absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like,
where's she from in London?
She's from Hackney, but she's got like, I say Hackney's North London, apparently it's not, but she's got like an East End accent, I'd say.
Babe, you look absolutely gorgeous.
Babe, you're right.
Babe.
I've got that video on Snapchat saved, and she's like, do you want to watch Cheetah Girls and get a KFC?
She's just alone.
No, she's great.
She came to see us in Manchester, and she's like, girls, I'm not going to lie, I feel a bit chubby tonight. And I'm like, oh, you don't look chubby. She's like, no,
I'm fat though.
Yeah, she's like, need to lose 2 stone.
She just says the weirdest things as well. Like at New Year, she was like, New Year's resolution, just trying to be more mysterious, you know?
No, I'm with her on that one though, because she's a yapper like me, and us yappers, we're not mysterious.
No, she's not mysterious at all. And she calls me a thin spoon. She said she wouldn't be happy until she was a birth weight.
She's just hilarious. Like, she's one of those people that I like, you see and they're just a ball of sunshine.
I'll never ever fall out with that girl.
I'd be surprised if you did.
I don't think I could. She couldn't either.
No.
Probably crying.
Yeah. So, what drove you to Thailand? Why did you... So tell our listeners, tell our many listeners, tell the people. The people want to know. The people want to know how you ended up in the land of Thai.
So I was working a corporate 9-to-5 in London, and it just wasn't it, you know. Especially in winter, like I was waking up, it was dark. I was going home, it was dark. I didn't love the job.
Especially on the tube.
Yeah, and it was just shit. And then I always wanted to travel, but I'm not a kind of like save your money and stay in a hostel kind of babe.
You're not a backpacker babe.
I'm not a backpacker
when
babe.
When she came to Thailand, me and my mum were helping her pack in the shop, and I was lying on this suitcase.
I was packing bottles of CeraVe.
Yeah,
like,
I was lying across this suitcase, and I'm not like Finspo at all.
I've got a video of it somewhere.
Yeah, and mum's trying to do it up. Well, since he's stuffing this stuff in, and the zip breaks.
She was fuming that she had to give me the other, like, expensive suitcase.
Yeah, she didn't want to give you a nice suitcase.
No, we shit one. So, yeah, I wanted to travel, but I'm just not saving money and staying in a hostel kind of babes. I thought, let me live somewhere, immerse in the area a little bit. And I am. And it's great.
How did you learn that? So, Izzy, basically, she's on a contract where she teaches English to Thai children. So how did you learn about that?
I went through a company called Explore Asia, and our brother's friend did it a few years before, and he loved it. So I went through them. You don't have to. It is a waste of money, all in all.
Yeah.
Because my friend Tristan just found a job online and just moved out here.
Oh, right.
But the company that I wanted a little bit of a buffer. I wanted like the chance to know people already. Like, so I made a lot of friends on my course. I'm still friends with. I mean, Charlotte's gone back home. She's American, but I speak to her all the time.
Where's she on that?
Yeah, she's come back. So is Sam, my friend from Liverpool.
That was hilarious.
Sounds great.
Because our Steve, the one and only, he's from Liverpool. And my dad and that whole side of the family is all from Liverpool. And Izzy just puts on the group chat this man in a Scouse, like in a Liverpool top with a Scouse accent.
It was Sam. And then he said,
Giles said,
you can go anywhere in the world.
And you will find a Scouser. Anywhere in the world, you will find a Scouser. And
So yeah, and the course kind of like helps you pay you up with a job and like accommodation, sets you up with a bank account, stuff like that. But it was just a good little gateway into moving to a separate country. So I had about 4 weeks with like this group of people where I did my like TESOL course. But again, that's where I met Dana.
Yeah.
I've got one friend in Thailand, one really good friend, Dana, I love her. But I met her through that course, so I wouldn't know Dana if I didn't.
Yeah. I think as well, it's like, yeah, you might see it as a waste of money, but if you hadn't have done it, it would have been a lot harder for you to make friends. And
I think it was just a good little stepping stone, as opposed to like just dropping myself in Bangkok and being like, off you go, work absolutely everything out for yourself.
And as well, like, because Izzy, you get given a placement, and the first placement Izzy got given, you didn't want to do.
I declined about 2. And everyone was kind of being like, oh, don't decline, you won't get another one. But my third one was the best one.
Yeah.
Best wage, the easiest job. And it's with my friends as well. Yeah, so.
Definitely. And I think it does just, I guess as well, if you're someone who's never been travelling like you.
Yeah.
It's a nice safety net to go into with, like, the company kind
of. Especially going that far on your own. Which is just a bit, you want to know what you're kind of setting up for.
You want to know there's some. there's people you can go to.
At least.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Worst of all, just fly home and get a job.
That's what Dad said. He said, if you don't like it, come home, but try and last at least 2 weeks.
Honestly, we were all betting. We were betting, yeah. No one put money in, we were just betting. We were at Chippy Night, and basically Chippy Night is Izzy's family, so it's Izzy. Izzy's
very hard.
Oh, I don't think we've actually told them. So Izzy's technically my half sister. We have a mum. We have different dads.
We have separate dads. But Eliza is actually very close with my dad's family. So like, my auntie will buy her birthday presents, and she'll go around to my granddad's house when I'm not there. Yeah, but, she'll text my dad.
Yeah, it's only really been in the last year or 2 years, I'd say. But yeah, so Chippy Night is basically Izzy's granddad's house with Izzy's granddad, Izzy's auntie, only her cousin, Izzy's auntie's husband, uncle,
granddad.
And Izzy's dad, granddad. And I remember we were at Chippy Night one night. I think this was just before you were going. Were you there? Maybe it was just after.
No, I think it was like that weekend that I went.
Yeah, and your dad said, "Right, how long do you think she's going to last?" And I said, I was like, I think she will. Obviously, Izzy's actually now, because we're in May now, your 6 months is up.
I've done well.
Yeah, and you're extended, so you're staying for a bit longer.
Yeah.
But I said, I think she'll get to April, early May, and then she'll be like, fuck it, May as well go home, don't really like it.
I've done
it.
6 months, yeah. Got the money's worth.
That's what I kind of thought you'd be like. But I guess if you met Dana and you made friends, so you're going to stay longer.
It's not even that. It's just a completely different world. Yeah. Honestly, anyone listening, if you've got the opportunity, move.
I think even just now, traveling, but in your 20s, like, you really should do
definitely,
it.
Definitely, yeah. But like, my evenings now are so much different. I'm sat at a rooftop bar in like 34 degree heat. I can be at my infinity pool within 10 minutes of getting home. And I finish work at 2:30, like I used to do. 9 to 5, I used to wake up at the same time, like 6, get ready for work, get on the tube, commute an hour kind of thing. And now I'm home by 2:30, I'm in the pool.
Yeah.
I can go to the beach if I want. Like,
it's a nicer standard of life in these places where there's sun and there's beaches and everything so close. That is the tough thing about England.
I think as well there's a lot more to do here because it's nice weather, like you can do anything. Mm-hmm. And the culture is very different here, like the people,
they're a lot nicer,
they're so lovely with, and they've got no money,
like
zero money, and they're just so happy and they're so welcoming.
Yeah, they are lovely. I think obviously they always say northerners are nicer than southerners, which I would say is true.
Yeah, but if I, like one time I was on the side of the road like looking a bit confused and someone was like, "Oh, are you waiting for a taxi? Is it not coming? Like, I'm going past the station, I'll drop you there, like it's and in the first month my friend Jason like knocked his head and cut it open and someone like everyone pulled over, took him to the hospital, like.
But that would probably happen in our village at home.
I don't know if they would,
but I don't know at the same time.
Yeah,
some people be like, "Oh god, that woman hit her head."
But like here in Thai culture, they're big on like gift giving,
collector's culture,
and like it's quite, not rude, but it's like just not very welcoming to like decline food, so like they're always offering like food and snacks and like come to my house, have dinner, look at my children, like even someone who I have a 10-minute conversation with will invite me to their house for dinner.
That is lovely though, so nice.
And they mean it as well.
Yeah, they mean it. But that's so lovely, and it's like, yeah, I think that is the thing. One of my friends is currently living at uni and she said that she was on the tube once and she saw someone crying. No one battered an eyelid.
Well, I was on the tube once, it was really hot in summer in the morning and a lady fainted and she just fell on the floor and someone said pick her up and the guy was like, "Well, she's a dead weight, like
what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
What is wrong with these people?
I don't know.
Like, that's still a human being, like, they just fainted.
Just pick her up.
Yeah, she might even be dead, like let's check for a pulse.
I don't know.
What is wrong with you? No, I agree. I think the past, like, I've only been in 2 years, but I would say the culture's nice.
And it's so much safer.
It is safer, yeah.
I mean, last week I was drinking around the corner. I was very, very drunk. I walked home at 2 a.m. with my AirPods in. It didn't look behind me once. No need to. So safe. Yeah. And a group of construction men shouted at me, and I was like, "Fucking hell, here we go." And they all just waved and said hi.
That's sweet. I think you get a lot of stares here, but I think that's because we're so pale, or I'm so pale.
Yeah,
and everyone here's got such good
anything like it.
Yeah,
and I get
just because you've got filler.
Oh,
what?
That was a little. Especially because I've got filler.
Not many people. I've not seen anyone with filler here.
You haven't seen the Thai babes. That,
really?
Yeah. Everything. Nose jobs. Everything.
Sorry.
Yeah. Fucking hell. I get. Just gonna sound like I'm shaking my own ass, but I get supermodel a lot here. But I think it's just because I'm 5'7", which for England isn't massively tall. But the whole population here is about 5'3".
Yeah,
they are all
my kind of people.
Very short.
Yeah,
so everyone thinks that I'm like, I don't know, some foreign superstar or something, and I'm like, no, I'm just white and tall. Like,
not even that tall in England, not that average. I when I went to 7-Eleven today, I found that a lot of the the shelves were like in England they're so tall, like, I can never reach the top shelf, but yeah, I could actually look over the shelves. I'm 5'4". I said to Izzy, her dad came, and he went to that same 7-Eleven, and Izzy's dad's like 6 foot. So I was like, he must have looked like a giant compared to in these shops.
He was very tall.
He's so tall. What would you say then is your plan? Would you stay in Thailand forever, or are you very much so seeing how it goes? Because how old are you, 24?
Yeah,
you're 24.
I'm 24. Don't get me wrong, I missed home, but I just missed the people.
Yeah, if you could pick everyone up and move them here.
Yeah, and the homey kind of feel. I just want a chippy, I just miss chippy. But I'm quite happy here.
Yeah.
And again, if on my weekends I want to go island hopping, I can. Yeah. If I want to go to Korea, I can.
Yeah.
If I want to do Japan.
It's so close.
Australia, like I know it's still, it's just not as far as it would be at home.
Yeah.
Still 8 hours, but it's not 24, you know.
I mean, as well, if you were at home, you'd have to change 2 or 3 times, but here you could probably go straight.
That's what I mean. I can just say, oh, tomorrow when I go to Japan, I can go to Japan.
Yeah.
Or just, I'll go to Phi Island. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
Thailand is absolutely beautiful.
It is a beautiful, beautiful place.
The islands are amazing.
Now, I think if it's a good point that anyone wants to go travelling. Because you're in a time as well where being 24, I'll just pause it on then. Yeah, so I think being your age as well, like being 24 is quite an odd age because you have people who are
having babies.
Like, I have people in my year who are having babies, but like you're more so like people are having babies, they're buying houses, they're like, oh, I'm with the love of my life, buying a new house together, blah blah blah. I've got this new promotion at work on LinkedIn. And I think it can be quite daunting.
I guess so, but I don't know, try not to kind of look into that. I'm trying to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, it's great to have a career and all, but I'm not going to bust my arse for a 9-to-5 that I hate when I could be here doing the bare minimum. She's unhappy with it. And again, you look at Dana. Dana's 28.
Yeah.
She's moved over from Canada with her 2 Pomeranians.
Yeah.
She's having a fucking great time.
She's just moved over. Like,
she's not arsed about having kids or getting a job. Like, we're just living. We're just trying to be happy.
I think that is... Because people say now as well that I guess you're a millennial, aren't you?
Yeah.
But so. I'm Gen Z. Well, I don't know what I am because I'm 2004.
Gen Z? I don't know either. Boundaries.
But whatever I am, they say now that the working generation who are in like their late teens, 20s, 30s, who are coming into this new kind of fun society, especially the young, like people my age, they say that we're not going to be able to work as hard because people focus on their own happiness. But it's like, why should we bust our asses for a 9-to-5 like we hate, like you said?
Mm.
When I think if you're lucky enough to enjoy your job and you then use your time, like your days off, like your annual leave, to go travelling and do the things you want to do, I think that's 100% available to you. I think people can do that.
I look back on it now, though, and I just think I had, the occasional bank holiday and, 21 days holiday?
You only had 21 days holiday?
I think so.
I thought 25 was the legal
maybe. Oh, I think I had 28. But then here, I get 8 weeks off for summer and
there's national holidays every bloody week here, and I finish at 2:30 every day.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. I'm chilling.
It is nice. I don't know. I think it also, it depends what you want for life, doesn't it? But
if you want to be a big bad lawyer, get away from me, babe. But I'm just trying to chill.
Yeah. Think as well, you've got to think that life is too short to not do what you want to do.
And I've done a lot of studying, like,
yeah. That's the thing, you went to uni. But I would love to move with my job. I would love to move to a new European city. In my 20s, I would like to live in a couple of European cities.
Yeah, I feel like I've done pretty well for London.
Yeah, there's an office in London. I'd love to move to Madrid. I'm sick with that bit.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that if I get bored here, I might go to Barca.
Yeah, there's not an office in Barca. There's an office in Madrid.
No, but I can. Now I've got my Barca. Tesla, I can teach anywhere.
Yeah, you go to Barca.
Yeah,
mate. Yeah, meet on the weekend. I'd love to do that. I'm trying to get back into my Spanish Duolingo as well, so it's all up for me.
Oh, I'm a Thai.
Yeah, yes, it is quite the Thai master.
I've learned to live in beer. Midnight.
But yeah, so I don't have any more questions for you. Do you have anything else you'd like to add on?
Yeah.
So we're gonna play the word association game. Me and Emily actually played this a couple of episodes ago and it ended really badly. We're gonna play it a little bit differently. And Izzy's gonna say a word.
Yeah.
And then I'll say a word that correlates to it and we'll try and get the same word. Is that what we're gonna play?
Is that what we're doing?
How are you playing it?
There's no end goal, like I just say a word and you say the first thing that pops into your
head.
Yes, we can
play that, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Or do you want to do what you said?
No, you go.
Water. Quick, it's got
to be.
See, fish. Quick.
Tadpole.
Matilda.
Bugs.
Bugs. Cockroach.
I said bugs.
Bugs. Jack and Wilson.
Click. What's she
click.
Called?
Kiss me go. Click.
No. Suffragette.
Suffragette?
Yeah, that book's
right. Emily Davidson.
Horses.
Ah, nice. Horses. Saddle club.
Ooh. Computer.
Computer science.
Physics.
Giles.
Giles is our brother.
He does physics.
Liverpool.
Steve.
Ginger.
Joanne.
That's alright.
Auntie Jo,
apologies. Red lipstick.
Red lipstick. Curly's wife.
Oh, good one. Mice.
Men.
Shoulders.
Head.
Knees.
That's what I sing all fucking day.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees, and toes. Knees, and toes. Knees, and toes. Knees, and toes.
Maybe I should talk about the kids.
Tell us the story about the kids. Tell them about what happened today.
Someone slapped me today. A 3-year-old slapped me across the face. He cried afterwards and said sorry, but I was just a bit confused why he did it. We were laughing, and then he just decided to smack me up. Yeah. Bitch slapped me as well.
Actually, bitch slapped me to the hands.
Felt really bad afterwards. And another one chipped themselves. So that was also great.
Slay.
I don't deal with it though. I just send them out.
Have you and with the another teacher, by the way, should send them out by themselves?
No, they go to another teacher.
Have you got any other like stories for us?
Loads. Dana's got one about this little boy. He was in a pre-K class. He was being naughty, so they sent him to the corner, and he was like sat in the corner. And Dana's doing a song at this point, and they look over. He's stripped naked, and he's like beating his chest in the corner, screaming, and everyone's just.
Oh god.
He's a nightmare apparently.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like it.
Called Dean. Tristan's got him for after school and he's like, kind of Dean. And then I said, which one's Dean? And he's like, see that one running off over there? That's Dean.
The naked one.
Yeah.
That's funny.
They are funny though.
They sound funny. Kids are funny.
And especially in Thailand, they just kind of say it how it is. So there was one and I said, oh, who's your teacher? And they said, Teacher Mark. I said, what does he look like? And they said, Teacher Mark is fat and old. I was like, yeah, alright.
Well, Mark. Okay, guys, we're going to sign off. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, Taco Bell's on route.
Yeah, we're really back. We ordered Taco Bell.
Yeah.
In Thailand or the Taco Bell. But tomorrow we're going thrifted shopping and I'm going to try some Thai food. Maybe not off the street, maybe going to a restaurant, sit down and try some.
Do you think there's restaurants?
I went past food today.
You just eat Thai food on the street.
Well, maybe I'll try that. But no spices. I've been told to say no spice.
My ped, no spices.
My ped. But catch you later, alligators.
Okay, bye everyone.
Thank you very much for coming on.
See you never.
We hope you've enjoyed it. Don't be silly, you'll be on again.
Okay.
And if it goes well.
Yeah, I'll fall out
of
you.
don't forget, guys, we're available on pod every platform. And
follow, subscribe.
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Surviving Girlhood Podcast. And yeah, catch you later, alligators. Bye.
Bye.
Say goodbye.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.